President Obama's approval rating in Michigan has dropped to its lowest point in 3 years, according to a new Michigan State University survey. That's one of various interesting findings in MSU's latest State of the State survey released yesterday. The telephone survey, which sampled almost 1,000 Michigan adults between August and October, also updated approval ratings for Governor Rick Snyder and asked the public how it feels about its economic future. Here to review some of the findings, Director of the State of the State Survey, we welcome back Dr. Charlie Ballard.
Glad to be with you, Mark.
Good to see you, Charlie. Give us the numbers on President Obama, then. This is the lowest point in approval ratings since 2010.
That's right. We ask people their opinion about the president and the governor, and we give them four choices: excellent, good, fair, and poor. And the positives are the excellent or good. So we put those together, and this time he had 38.3% in either the excellent or good category. That's down from, in most of his administration, he's been in the 40s. He actually had a bump up last winter when he was inaugurated. He was at 48, and then he's fallen in two consecutive surveys. I attributed it, at least in part, to the trouble with the bumpy rollout of healthcare.gov. This was a survey that straddled that rollout, and in September before that, he was in the low 40s, 41.4%, but then dropped to 34% in October. So the combined, the average of those two parts of the survey came out to about 38% positive.
Now, do you infer the reasons for his decline in popularity, or when someone registers disapproval with the president, do you ask specifically why?
No, this is just my opinion, my inference. We don't do a lot of follow-up questions.
Okay. Now, a bigger-than-average drop, I see, also in approval from the beginning of the survey to the end of the survey. Meaning what?
Well, we are in the field for several weeks. Just because it takes a lot of time to get a comprehensive survey of this type, where we ask hundreds of questions, not just the president and the governor, but lots and lots of questions.
That many?
Okay. And to get 1,000 completed interviews, it takes a long time because you got people who don't answer the phone. So we were in the field for several weeks, and before October 1st. His numbers were somewhat better, and then they fell. And my interpretation is it's a combination of a reaction to the troubles with the healthcare website and also a reaction to the government shutdown, which, of course, the government shutdown is not entirely the president's fault, but it shows up in lower numbers both for the president and for the Congress in other surveys.
For a little perspective, what was President Obama's highest rating, and when was that?
It was right after he took office. And in fact, that is a common theme for both Obama, Snyder, and Granholm. The highest rating that they ever had was in the very first survey that we took after they took office. He was at 71% favorable back in the winter of 2009. That's sort of a new kid on the block phenomenon, the honeymoon that goes with the excitement that goes with a new leader. But inevitably, honeymoons wear off. And in fact, for President Bush and for Governor Engler and Governor Granholm, the lowest ratings in their time was the last one before they left office. We sort of kick them in the butt as they're going out the door.
If we could just get everybody to serve for 6 months, you realize how great everything would be?
That's right.
Just 6 month terms of office and we're all set. Now, is that a pretty typical range? 70 is pretty high.
No, that was sky high. For instance, Rick Snyder's, the highest in his administration was his very first time in office, but only at 44.5%. Jennifer Granholm's, her highest was her first time after she came to office, but only at 58%. So Obama's high was unusually high, but then that means that he fell quite a ways to sort of settle in the low 40s and now in the upper 30s.
Let's move on to Governor Rick Snyder. How have Michiganians felt about the governor lately?
Well, he's been for the last 2 years mostly in the low to mid 30s, so a little bit below what President Obama has been. He took a little bit of a dip to just under 30%. Back in our survey earlier this year in the spring, but now he's rebounded to 35.6%. And that's really consistent with where he's been for most of his time in office. So not spectacular approval ratings, but I would note that at the same point in her administration, the fall of the third year, Jennifer Granholm was at almost exactly the same number where Rick Snyder is now.
How about that? And how do you infer the bump, this as modest as it is, in Governor Snyder's approval rating?
You know, there's a lot of potential explanations for that. One is, I think there may have been some irritation at some of the things that happened last December. The way in which the right to work law was pushed through after the governor had said that it was off the table, and then it suddenly was on the table. So his ratings dropped a little bit in the early surveys of 2013, but then perhaps that irritation has worn off. But it's not a huge change in any event. Mm-hmm. From just under 30 to 36, that's not much bigger than the margin of error for the survey.
We're talking with Dr. Charlie Ballard, who is the director of the quarterly State of the State survey. Now, since Governor Granholm was reelected with that rather weak approval rating, can we also infer that Rick Snyder then is similarly reelectable?
I think he's reelectable. Whether he will be reelected is of course, a huge question and depends on so many things that will happen in the next 11 months. But the experience with Granholm, in fact, her numbers continued to fall in 2006, down to the low 30s, but she was reelected. Now, I think that's partly because Dick DeVos did not run a terribly effective campaign against her.
It really depends on the dynamic of the opponent, really, to a large
absolutely.
Extent.
And Mark Showers, the presumptive Democratic nominee to face off against Governor Snyder, I think it's fair to say right now that most Michigan residents don't know Mark Schauer very well. If they know him at all, they will know him by next November, and we'll see what they say.
Speaking of these relatively modest approval ratings, your survey launched almost 20 years ago. Over the years, have you determined what level of approval is required for an incumbent governor to have a realistic chance at re-election? I mean, if you were a betting man, would an incumbent governor with, say, a 25% approval rating effectively be out of it? Has a pattern like that emerged?
Well, we only have elections every so often, and I think, honestly, 25% approval would be, it might be hard to get reelected with that. But we've seen from Granholm's reelection in 2006 that it is possible to have pretty modest numbers and still be reelected. As you said, much depends upon how the electorate evaluates not just the person who's in office, but who's running against them. And I think if Mark Schauer runs an effective campaign, he may be a tough opponent. That remains to be seen. I think certainly it's likely that the election in 2014 will not be the cakewalk that 2010 was.
Okay. You also inquired about how Michiganians feel about the economy. What did you learn?
Well, taking a historical perspective, we ask, how is your current financial situation? How are you relative to a year ago? How do you think you're going to be a year from now? And all of those were very, very good numbers back in the late 90s, which is maybe not surprising because, remember, our unemployment rate in Michigan was below 4% in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Then they fell throughout the very difficult first decade of the 21st century, and they bottomed out in 2009. And then they rebounded, but now it seems like that rebound has sort of run out of steam because the numbers have been pretty flat for the last couple of years. We have about half of the population, almost exactly half, saying that their current financial situation is excellent or good. That's a little bit down from our previous survey, but it's substantially up from 2009. On the other hand, it's way below what it was in 1999.
Very good. Dr. Charlie Ballard is director of the State of the State survey here at Michigan State University. Charlie, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.